Hey y'all, it's me, Sharina, host of She Reads, and I'm coming to you to speak to you today on the treatment of Black women. And I kind of want to talk about Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion. So we all know the situation with her, right? And him. And basically, it's now been confirmed that he is the shooter. He shot her in her feet. And everyone is labeling her as a snitch, a rat, and just a bunch of negative like things or whatever. And it's just really, really, really disheartening. And I'm usually an optimistic person, but I just really don't know if I have a lot of like faith or hope in like mankind, because the world has gone crazy. This guy pulled a gun out, shot this girl, and she told, and she's being called a snitch because she told on someone that inflicted harm on her that could have taken her life. This could have been a totally different conversation. He could have taken her life, and she wouldn't even be here to tell what happened. So I'm glad that that's where she ended up shot and not anywhere else. I wish she didn't get shot at all. I think it's just really sad, you know, the times that we're living in. I wish that she would have told on him sooner. I don't even know if he's in jail or anything like that. I don't even know if he's going to be charged. And I'm wondering if it's because she never said anything or because of how long she waited to say something. It's just really disgusting. And people are just so ass backwards. I say this all the time, but there's no such things as morals anymore. And everybody's just like desensitized, and they just really have changed the rules, so-called the rules of life or whatever. I think that people, as you get older, you know right from wrong. You know that you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. This is a good idea, this is probably not a good idea. Kids learn that. If a child can learn that from age maybe one or two, I'm a grown adult person, they know better. And you know, it's just really sad. It's really, you know, pathetic that people really are online typing nasty messages about this girl and labeling her as such. But no one really knows what they will do until they are faced with the situation. So I think that people should just keep their negative opinions to themselves. What I really, really like think, you know, as far as that situation, like as far as her not telling who did this to her or whatever, I think that it's a thing within like Black women culture. And because she made this key comment about she was trying to save him, help him, but he wasn't thinking about saving himself when he decided to shoot her in the foot. Women are naturally nurturers. We are not, you know, we are very like caring, and we have empathy. And in some ways, men are naturally selfish. Like, let's just be clear. You will never, most of the time, you won't see a guy like, if they don't like something, they just don't like it. And you don't really see them sacrificing like a whole lot they don't sacrifice a whole lot to like be with someone or like move across the country. But women will do that. We'll do that for them. Or even like in growing up in a household, you'll see the daughter being pushed harder than the boy. The boys get babied and coddled, and then the girls kind of get the tough love. And you know, that's happens in a lot of households. And even, you know, for some reason, I don't know why, but like we don't want to tell. Like I've witnessed and I've experienced situations where we don't want to get him and get the man in trouble. And after he done did something messed up, And it's basically like their behavior is not, there's no consequences for actions. And he goes out and he does the same thing again. I've had a cousin whose brother and her got into an altercation. And this man fought her like she was one of them dudes out there in the street. And this dude ripped her hair out, okay? He ripped out a patch of her hair. And it was like the size of a quarter. He ripped her hair out. And I was there trying to, like, it was probably five of us trying to rake them up. And the police end up being called. And when the police came, asked if there's a disturbance, whatever, they heard about a disturbance or whatever, domestic disturbance. My auntie, oops, did I just say that? Well, their mom told them, told the daughter, like, begging and pleading, like, don't tell them what happened, don't report it to the police. But that sucker should have been in jail, okay? He should have went to jail for that. And convinced her not to tell the police, so she didn't tell the police. And it's like, it's sad. It's just so crazy. Like, you should not be able to get away with stuff like that. Like, I don't understand. Like, you putting your hands on a woman, you ripped her hair out, and you nobody told on you. You got saved by a woman. A woman sacrificed herself, her respect, her dignity, all that, to keep your trifling ass from going to jail. Okay? Then there was an incident when I was 14, and a 18-year-old boy, man, whatever, teenager, basically tried to rape me. And I never told. I was scared to tell because I felt like I was gonna, I felt like I was going to basically be hated by everybody. He knew a lot more people than I did, and this is a church situation too. So, and he had grew up in the church that I went to. I hadn't been there like for that long, so basically, it's like I felt like he had more. I guess I had more to lose out of this, and he would have been innocent, and I just would have been a problem, and. That's just what I thought. People would hate me and stuff. So I never said nothing. And you know what's funny is that, like, maybe a few years, like, after I moved all the way to Georgia from Kansas City, Kansas, I'm not going to say his name still because he's married with kids now. And I remember he reached out to me. I think I was probably 21, 22. And we talked about, I told him what he did to me, and he was like, oh, for real? I did that? Dang. You should have told on my ass. I was bad. I was a badass. And it's like, nigga, I know you remember what you did. Like, don't even flex like that. But they don't get, there's no repercussions for their actions, so they continue to, like, you know, display this kind of behavior. And I remember even when I was even younger than that, I had a family member that tried to molest me, and I never told on his ass either. I never told on him, and he did it to other cousins too. And then he tried to do that to another family member of mine as well that I found. We talking about this, how old? I was probably 5 when that shit happened. And years, now I'm 31, and now is when I'm like, oh, you know, blah, 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 did this to me. So it's just really sad how we, even from a young age, probably is somewhere deep rooted where we feel like we can't tell, or it's like it's our fault or something. I feel like Black women, we have to fight so hard to be confident, to love ourselves, to nurse ourselves into, knowing that we're worth it. And we have to do a lot of, like, it's just a constant battle, because we live in a world that's not a world. We live in a society that is not designed for us, especially in this Western culture. It's not designed for us to be here. So everything around us tells us that we're ugly, we're not worthy. You got all these freaking reality shows that promote black women in a negative light, being loud, boisterous, ghetto, it's over the top, and you don't really see that. You don't see like the family oriented shows that promote like it's okay to go to college, or it's okay to have your own business and be your own boss and be a lady. You know what I'm saying? You don't really see that. It's like sex, ratchet, loud, being out there, like that's all cool. Taking your shoes off and throwing it at somebody, ripping somebody hair out, cussing somebody out, you know, being degrading, and then y'all sitting around and wonder why you're treated like this. Now, it's just sad, y'all. It really is. And I don't know, we gotta do better. And if you didn't use your voice to tell about something and encourage your kid, your daughters, your nieces, nephews, even like to share things, tell on somebody, because it's just too much like hush hush, and there's no code to live by no more, because nobody respects a code anymore. Like, people talking about snitching and stuff, like, y'all, first of all, the streets can't handle nothing when you are in the media, okay? You are a rapper and a singer or whatever. You are an entertainer in the hip-hop industry. And that stuff is commercial. That's not who they are in real life. So ain't no streets gonna handle nothing. Let the police do their job in situations like that. And black women need to quit sacrificing themselves for people that aren't thinking about what the consequences for their actions are, and stop sacrificing yourself for people that's not gonna do the same for you. You keep giving, and then your feelings hurt and you're left with scars internally and externally, and then you wonder why this person has gone on and lived with their life while you over there trying to heal from your battle scars and stuff. And then you wonder why this person isn't grateful for the things that you've done for them. They don't care. And moreover, like, when you do something for somebody, you're doing it from the heart. So regardless of if that person acknowledges it or not, screw them. Just don't ever give them that type of access to you ever again. Because at that point, when you keep letting people in over and over again, you have yourself to blame and not anybody else. Megan is a young girl, young woman. She doesn't have her mom to guide her. Grandfather. Who else? Her dad is gone. So it's just her trying to figure it out. She's still trying to figure it out. And I just hope that she have the right people in her circle. She seemed like a really sweet person. But again, the image that she's putting out there, people are, though, that's like, you're the same person. It's like the same person. So it kind of makes it hard for, I guess, some close-minded individuals to have like empathy and remember that she's a human being first before Meg the Stallion and the rapper or whatever. And I feel like the ratchet culture needs to stop being pushed. That narrative needs to stop being pushed, because y'all making us look bad. You're making yourself look bad. I think that it also needs to stop being pushed for men and women to compete with each other, because there's certain things that a man can do that a woman can't do, and certain things a woman can do that a man cannot do. And I'm not going to get into all of that, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be like, no, it's not. Shut up, because y'all have forced yourselves to believe the bull crap that is put out there into the world, and I'm not for it. So focus on being a team, like men and women as a team. Like, you know, when you guys become a union, you guys are a team, because there's certain things that I'm going to be good at that you're not good at. And there's certain things that he's going to be good at that I'm not good at, or whoever it is that you choose to be with. There's a team. You guys are a match. You, the good with the bad, whatever. And I think that people need to like figure out who they are without the influences of social media. Sorry, that was my That was my notification. But I think that people need to just take time to figure out who they are. If they really want to work on self, figure out who you are so you can really, like, you know, put the right messages out there. And stop trying to follow everybody else, because that's just the way the world is now. Everybody wants to be like everyone else except for themselves. And it's just really sad. I think the feminist culture has ruined everything for women. As I was saying, I feel like the feminist movement it hasn't worked in like black women's favor. I'll say black women's favor, because we, for one, we don't really have a lot of, it's not a lot of black men in the household. And, you know, if you're in a position to where you don't have like the means to really survive and thrive in this society, you can get government assistance. And in order for you to get that government assistance, you cannot have that man in the household. And, I don't know. I feel like the narrative is being pushed to where it's like everything is on a woman. A woman has to, you got to take care of this, this, and that. You got to take care of the kids. You got to be so strong. Everything is so strong. Like it's some, like it's a term of endearment, and it's a badge of honor. And your worth is basically determined by how many jobs you can hold down and how many burdens you can take on. How much of yourself can you sacrifice for the betterment and forward, upward mobility for everyone else? Like, you gonna carry everybody on your back and let them step all over you and abuse you so that they can move forward and be successful and be happy and live their best life? Hell to the no. Ain't nobody, I'm not letting no man take advantage of me or use me in no way, fashion, or form. And a real man will not use a woman or expect a woman to sacrifice herself for them when they are in the wrong. I feel like any man that feels that way is very entitled, and y'all can just go straight to hell. But anyway, I ain't gonna say too much on that. But I mean, there's no, like, it's like if a woman wants to be taken care of by a man, or they feel that a man is supposed to, there's certain things that a man should do for them, it's like, you sound crazy, or it's like, where they do that at? And it's supposed to be 50-50. Ain't no 50-50. First of all, it's two people giving 100%. I think that at the end of the day, people do what works for them, but they do what works for them, but I feel like it's just this narrative that's being pushed way too much for black women to be just fully independent, don't need a man mentality, and I'm just really, like, not here for it. Like, I ain't trying to be no man. I'm not a man. I'm a woman, and I want to be respected and treated a certain way. Women are the weaker vessel, regardless of how anybody wants to see it. I'm pretty sure there's some women out there that's stronger than men, but at the end of the day, that's not what I'm talking about right now. Women are considered to be the weaker vessel. Men are stronger. They have more testosterone and muscles and whatever the case may be. And, I believe that a man is supposed to be kind of, you know, the head of the household. Not saying that you don't have a voice and you're not in charge. You know, it's not really anyone in charge. You guys are really a team. And it's like, I just don't understand, like, why that has been, is so far removed, and it's so unheard of when someone actually shares those type of feelings, and why the other thing is like, oh, I'm a boss bitch, I'm a bad bitch, and, you know, because you've reached a level of success, like, why does it have to be that? So, I don't know, but if people would just stop trying to push
this agenda, I think that things could be a lot better. But we already know where the world is going. I have an unpopular opinion, and I really don't care, but I'm definitely planning to live my life the way that I see fit and what I feel makes sense to me. And ratchet culture don't make sense to me. Sacrificing myself or loving someone more than I love myself doesn't make sense to me. And speaking up doesn't make sense to me. I think that he was wrong for what he did. I hope he is reprimanded. I hope he does go to jail, because that's what he deserves. And that's that on that. So, anybody, if you have any feedback, look me up on Instagram. Comment on my story, or because I'm gonna share this episode. Like, I'm gonna post it on my Insta, and I'm gonna tell y'all to tune in. And once you do, hit me back. Let me know what you think, and then wham bam, thank you, ma'am. And, you know, I'm open for discussion. I'm not looking to argue. I think that people can still have a great friendship or relationship and not always be in agreeance on everything.